I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Chris Pringle, and today I'm sharing a word on my heart that's kind of been rumbling around. Golly, it's got to be for over 6 months, maybe a year. And as we've traveled, I've just seen this message in my heart come to pass. I've watched it. I've heard it. And the message is called A New Sound. And I guess I am sensing that there is a new sound that is emerging out of the church, out through the hearts and the minds of our worshipers, our songwriters, and it's coming through the messages from the pastors and the leaders. And visually, I have seen the result of this. What precedes this new sound and this new song? It appears to me has been a hunger for men and women of all generations to just be coming to the altar, to be hungry, to be in his presence. And you can sense this wind blowing. It's not noisy. It's like a call. It's like something that comes from within, and it causes us to pause and want to linger in his presence. And as this happens, somewhere behind this wind, music begins to emerge. Music begins to catch us up in this thing that the Lord is doing. Now, that might sound a bit vague. This message, in a way, is a bit vague, but I'll try and clarify my heart as I go along. So we need these moments in this busy, busy world. Even in church life, we need these moments where we pause to untangle our lives, to untangle our thoughts. Everything's so do. You turn on the TV, Instagram, you look at programs. Everything's like fast, 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 and in your face, and there's just no time to be calm. And we need musicians who know how to carry these moments in our churches through our praise and worship to unlock our hearts. That's kind of the feeling of this theme. King David understood this. Even before he was a king, when he was a worshiper, as a shepherd boy, he would go for miles and miles and take his flock, and he would come under a tree and he would sit down with his harp or guitar or whatever instrument or flute, and he would just begin to make melody in his heart to the Lord. And I feel like all the sounds, this new sound, has originated in nature, and it's come out of heaven. It's come out of the heart of God, and David caught it. He was somehow able to understand the need of the human heart to be calmed and to be brought into the presence of the Lord. In fact, he did it for the king that he served, King Saul. He was known, David, as this soldier, as this royal courtier, in a way, who served under King Saul. He had this ability to just change atmospheres. Oh, we are to be atmosphere changers. If you're a musician and a singer, a writer, somebody that's in a choir, somebody that leads a connect group, somebody that leads youth and young adults, even a pastor, we need to know how to switch atmospheres. It's no use coming and say, oh, it feels awful in here. Our task as ministers in the New Testament is to change the atmosphere so that God can move. And how does this happen? It's always happened through praise and worship. So David knew it. And here in my first little scripture, 1 Samuel 16, verse 16 and verse 23, it says this, that Saul was so troubled in his heart that it says there, seek out a man who is a skilled player in the harp, and it shall be that he shall play with his hand, and when the distressing spirit from God is upon you, you shall be well. And so it was. Whenever the spirit from God was upon Saul, that David would take a harp and play it with his hand. Then Saul would become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him. Whatever that was back then, whatever that sound was that calmed and changed lives, is the sound I'm talking about. There is a new sound that is in the earth today, and it's coming up in the house of God. And I can feel it in my bones. I can hear this new sound. It represents a new day dawning. And a new day in the moving of the Holy Spirit always brings, it's always heralded by a new song, a new sound. And it gathers people, and it draws us into God. It draws us into a yearning to seek the Lord and to be in his presence. What it doesn't do is cause our eyes to go on the person and go, wow, wow. I'm just such a great singer. Wow, listen to those lyrics. Oh, wow, I just want to download that album. That's cool. Hey, got nothing against albums. That's cool. I've got hundreds of them and I listen to them. But I'm talking about this sound that moves our atmospheres through our churches. New songs. Here's a bit of history. New songs were birthed out of the Jesus movement. In the 60s and the 70s, when Pastor Phil and I got saved, so many bands or worship bands who played in local churches. If you saw the Jesus Revolution movie, you would have, you know, these guys that were coming into Jesus' relationship. There was a band called Love Song, and they would come into the churches and they would sing. And it was so simple. It was so easy to worship to these lyrics and this music. And then throughout New Zealand, when we became Christians, there were so many worship songs that came out of worship groups such as Second Chapter of Acts. Many of you won't even know who they are, but you will think it's a chapter in the Bible. It is. But it was also a praise and worship band. Danny Bell, Barry Maguire, Larry Norman, Keith Green. Oh, all his albums, The Prodigal Son, and so many amazing songs that we would sing in church and sing as items to draw in the youth and to bring people to Jesus. We picked up guitars in house groups and around fireplaces. We just worshiped together for hours and hours, singing what? Jesus. Jesus saves. Holy Spirit, fill us. So simple. And as we focused on Jesus, guess what? His presence came. It came into the place where we gathered. In fact, we were just telling our friend Pastor Joe here that in the early days when we had this house, after we got saved and married, we had this big house and we just had house group on a Monday night. When we first moved into that house, in the lounge room, this cloud just hung, and you'd come into that room and just sit. In fact, in that room, a guy who got so convicted about, he was a Pelthium heroin addict, he came into that house. Phil went to his house. He came to us first. Phil went and got all his drugs, his kit, smashed it down the loo, and he came to live with us. And he was so skinny. He had blue hair. His teeth were missing. He was just like a walking corpse. And he sat in that room in that chair. We were thinking, oh, my gosh, he's going to have withdrawals. He had a sweatband across his lip like that. He just sat in that room for like 3 days and was completely delivered. How? The presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord changes everything. And so somewhere wrapped up in this is this new song. You know, in that little AOG church when the Jesus Revolution was on. They used to put the hymns up on the screen, you know, up on the wall, the little numbers, and soon the redemption hymnal was replaced by guitars and choruses, and we'd sing and sing the Jesus songs until the cows came home, literally. Because worship is God's nature. You know, you read that around the throne, angels cry, holy, holy, holy. It never stops. The atmosphere of heaven is worship. So we better get used to it. We better jump into the river. We want to find that sound that is heaven. Bring heaven to earth. Psalm 66, verse 4 says, the whole earth bows down to you. They sing praises to you. Oh, they sing the praises of your name. So why is there this revival of worship, like young people coming to prayer meetings, singing simple Jesus songs, weeping on altars, giving their lives to Christ, because this is the new sound that is filling the earth, not in isolation. I'm not talking about solo careers and that sort of thing. I'm talking about when we all gather together and we begin to pray, and we're seeing it in our youth, just hearing our PA talk about the camps with all the kids weeping for hours on the altar and coming to Christ in the presence of the Lord. And out of the presence of the Lord, this new sound and this new song will be birthed in collaboration with the power of God, the ministers in the local church and the musicians. There needs to be a collaboration. I feel like that little scripture in Revelation that says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And I believe in my heart this is happening afresh through our C3 churches, and that I have a burden to see this song emerge in our midst and be inspired by other songs. Like, oh my gosh, we were just recently in this service, our son Joe took us to the Fearless an evening, and this worship leader was there. And I mean, even the crew have heard me say, and the line I can't get off my head is, what would you do when the king walks in? Or what do you do when the king walks in? Oh, and then it makes you think, and it makes you worship. I'll fall on my knees. I'll sing holy, holy, holy. So we're matching what is happening in eternity, every moment, every second right now. And when we sing and worship God and we connect with what is happening in eternity, something happens in us, and there's a breaking, and there's a kind of a release. There's a bursting of the wells. The wells have been blocked up, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because we just haven't opened up altars. We as ministers, oh, we need to open up the altars. Open up the altars. After we had our gathering in Singapore, so many pastors and leaders, when I'd go to their churches, said, you know what? I was on that altar after the message that Jess Picken gave. The church I see is a church of altars. And they said, oh, we were so convicted. We came back home and we just opened the altar. We didn't quite know what we were doing. We just made space for God to move, and people just flooded out on the altar. And the musicians just lingered and played chords. Just new music begins to emerge when we allow the Holy Spirit to breathe in our midst. You know, takes me back to where people say, oh, I remember all those songs that were created in those early days. And so I went back over my notes, and I found this speech that I made when we handed over our church in transition. I'd clean forgotten about the importance. Oh, how bad. I felt so convicted by my own words, my own letter to the church. And I wrote this: we've celebrated many milestones and waged some fierce battles, perhaps the greatest way back in the early days to acquire permission to build a church on this sacred land in Sydney, where we're gathered today. This was on the November the 14th, 2021, the day we handed over to our new pastors, Pastor Alex and Jessen. Oh, those of you who were with us will remember the years of waiting. But we didn't wait in a sulk. We partied. We praised God. We recorded. We started off with a little cassette called Bless, and we sang all the songs, and we put them out for people to play in their cars and on their little cassette players and in, at home and in house groups and everything, because the Lord had given us a song. It was a song to sing while we were waiting for the victory. We recorded live albums, Stand, and then War, and then Now, and then Prophesy. And many of those songs were written by my husband, Phil Pringle, in collaboration with the music teams and with the writers. And through the Creative Arts College, songwriters caught the Spirit. What is the Spirit saying to the churches? Well, it's through the Word of God. It's coming through the prophetic word of the pastor. And we heard super services. We had fun. We praised God and made the devil mad. My husband, we sang. We walked up and down the chairs. I walk by faith. Fear not, for I am with you. Why did Phil write that? Because we were fearful that we were never going to get through, but God's word equipped us, and we would sing, fear not, for I am with you. And it was through the word of God. The word of God inspired this. And then we have a vision. And then one of my favorite songs, well, we're binding the strong man. And in this song, it was telling the enemy, we're chopping off your head. Goliath, you're coming down. And it came, and he came down through the power of the army of God singing, we're binding the strong man. We're loosing the captive. We declared. So music isn't just to fill up 20 minutes at the beginning of a service. Oh, God forbid. Sometimes it feels like that. Sometimes I'm in some churches and I'm like, oh my God, please stop singing. You're killing me. You know, just bring some joy. Bring some release. If nothing is happening during your praise and worship, stop it. Go seek God and ask Him, give us the song of the Lord. Help us break through so that we can see the release, so that we have a vision. Let's bind the strong man over our churches and see the release. Phil wrote, we're going to worship the King. Our youth groups put out these albums. Our sons, our daughters, crazy songs. But do you know what? It got them into the presence of God. And dozens of kids got saved. They played guitars, they played keys, they played drums. Half of them had never ever learnt musical instruments, but they just would do it like that. Okay, and Phil said here, we prayed fervently, we believed recklessly, we loved extravagantly, and we gave unceasingly, waiting for the breakthrough. Never give up praising God for the breakthrough. And even when you get the breakthrough, don't sit down and go, wow, cool, now we can just have a rest. No, 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 keep praising God. We waited 8 long years for that to happen. For the breakthrough for the council to give us permission. Even through those 8 years, we planted gum trees, which are now majestic trees on the property. We had hungies, we had parties, we had dinners on paper plates under tents. Then the day of breakthrough came. Never stop until the breakthrough comes. Pray for the breakthrough. Ask God for the songs of breakthrough. Ask God for the songs of healing so that we are like David of old and that we bring deliverance to those around us through our praise and music. This new sound that I hear is going to break the back of the enemy. And those of you in the house of God that have just been in a drought, the floods are going to come. I see floodwaters coming and souls coming. People will be, they will be drawn to the sound. There is a sound, and it's a sound that comes from heaven through our praise and worship. And you know what? It doesn't have to be in great big auditoriums. It can be just in a small hall, and you can see thousands come through those doors and meet with Christ and repent and see God move. So here, after all those years, Phil wrote in his journal, on the day of breakthrough, he wrote, A process completes. A battle finishes. The 15th of November, 1992 is a good day. Without a murmur, the eight-year battle is over. It was like, shh. There was no fight. We'd de-teethed the enemy. He had no fight because the praise and worship had taken out his claws, had taken out the roar of the enemy, and he had nothing to say. Without a murmur, the eight-year battle is over. A 5-3 vote for the rezoning. Now we design the building and dream again. Yes, dreams to come true. If the dream maker is delighted in us, enjoy, O humble, thankful heart. And exactly after that breakthrough, which was back there in when I read this declaration on November 1995, we opened this auditorium, and the presence of the Lord filled that place. Because you know what? We'd sung in the storm. We'd sung in the fire and the rain. You know, you hear those songs about, you know, in the fire and the rain we sing. It's not until you're really in the fire and in the rain that, boy, those songs mean something to you and your knees are worn out from prayers of waiting for the Lord to do it. But we saw that, and I'm living in the testimony of the power of praise and worship over a church, a local church. And I want to talk about that just as we close. Now I've gone way over time, but there we go. So there is a breakthrough coming. Let it be a sweet smell, not a nasty stink. So what we say and what we declare is the fragrance that goes up. Let the praises go up. You know, that's an old song. And the glory come down. I always think, when I was a worship leader, people are coming in after a hard week. What do they want to hear? They want to be led into the presence of the Lord. They want their hands to be lifted up. They want to be worshiping the King. They want their eyes to be taken off their circumstances and lifted up to see Jesus, Jesus. Nothing is impossible with Jesus. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. They don't want to hear songs about, you know, how bad life is and the ocean waves have poured over me. There's a new song and it's a new sound and it's about Jesus and it's lifting him up, lifting up the Holy Spirit, devoted to him, honoring the Holy Spirit. This is the new sound. In closing, I'm closing. Last year, after filming this very global messages, we're in Sydney and I was raving. I just downloaded the C3 Toronto live recording. And I actually did a short Insta post that day recommending it to our churches because I could see the synergy between the worshipers, the songwriters, and Sam and Jess Picken in C3 Toronto, which is, this is the heart. This is how all those songs were written in Sydney. All the musicians heard what Phil was saying. We'd gather, we'd have meals together, we'd laugh, we'd holiday together, and then lyrics would be written. Like, out of the Word of God and the vision, the musicians interpreted that. This is what David did all through the Psalms. This is a song of ascents written at the time of so-and-so on the instruments of, by the sons of Asaph, on the instruments of Gath. So this, we got to realign ourselves with how praise and worship is such a weapon, and it is such a incense to see growth in our churches and to see the kingdom come, his will be done in our earth through our churches as it is in heaven, the holy, holy around the throne. So I especially love the track. Please, I'm going to have a little brag here. Your Kingdom Come, that was written in cooperation with Pastor Sam and the chief musician there. A couple of days ago, I asked Pastor Sam what his brief was and what, so that I could prepare honestly to tell you today to share this new sound. And this is, he wrote me straight back. He said, hey, amazing, love this. Because I said, I've got this thing on my heart about the new sound. We believe it, a fresh new sound in the church through the world. Here's the story. I asked Joe if he could write a song with us, and he said, absolutely. Joe was in OC, with our C3 OC. And then we agreed together with their music team that the songs need to be local church songs that carry a message of vision aligned with God's heart for this season. Then Joe asked me, wouldn't it be great if every musician would say to their senior pastor, what do you want? Not, I've got this idea on my mind and it's got nothing to do with the theme that's on your heart, but, you know, God's spoken to me personally. You know what? If that's you, you don't want to be a team player, go and be a solo worship person. But if you want to see God's presence in the house of God and you are serving and laid down your gift to serve the house of God, then you will listen to the man and the woman of God. And Pastor Sam said, when Joe asked him, what do you see for the church right now? Because I'll write about that. And I told him, Pastor Sam told Joe and the musicians, the Lord's Prayer, focus on his kingdom on earth that will bring revival. And they went for it, the best song. That's what Sam said. And love you, love Pastor Sam. Oh, so that awesome song, I keep singing it, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, to renew hearts, ancient love. Oh, you can have it all, have it all. Oh, and every time I sing that, I'm like, you can have it all, Lord. Have my whole life, over and over. I give these hands to freely build a holy house your glory fills. Oh, you can have it all, have it all. Oh, to worship, to surrender to the Lord, to believe, to see, to build a holy house with our hands and with our gifts. So let's release the atmosphere of heaven over our worship, and let's pray together. Let's seek the Lord together to sing a new song. A new song is waiting to be pulled out of heaven, down into earth, into our local churches. So let me pray right now. Lord, this is my prayer. Let the music inside our hearts arise. Psalm 144, verse 9-10 says, my God, I will sing you a brand new song. The harp inside my heart will make music to you. Well, the instrument inside my heart will make music to you. I will sing to you the one who gives glory to kings. Oh, so lift your hands where you are. May new sounds and lyrics of praise and worship and breakthrough and healing flood our hearts. May the new sound be awakened in us. Lord, may fresh oil and fresh anointing fill our leaders, our pastors, our musicians and singers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you. Throughout the year, around the world, at our regional gatherings, are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.